well. Famba and Trove wish you well on Mix 106.5. It's 7:40. Good morning. This is the Mix Morning Show. I'm Sarah Carmichael. Weather-wise today, we got a high of 5, mix of sun and cloud. It's -1 right now outside the studio. In downtown Owen Sound, inside the studio, well, I have some very special guests. They are part of the Keppel Sarawak Eco Team. Now, this team sort of assembled last spring, and they're all very environmentally conscious, and they are just looking to make a difference. So I've actually got quite a crowd, and I'm very impressed that you all got up early and came in here today. And a big shout out to your parents for also getting you here today. We're going to just kind of dive right into it and ask some questions here about some things going on with the Eco Team. So first up, I've got Raya. So Raya, can you tell us a little bit about your group?
We are a group with 14 students, 2 teachers, and 1 community leader, Yohim Ostateg. We are getting people to compost more, but our main focus is trying to stop climate change. We are making our school a better place.
Amazing. These are great initiatives. Very, very nice. Now, next we've got Layton. Now, Layton, how did your group get started? Like, how did you all come together?
Our group started last year when our school was invited to the Youth Climate Action Conference. 10 of us applied and were then chosen to attend. The Youth Climate Action Conference was started by Hillary Coburn, and last year was the first year. At the conference, we heard community leaders talk about projects they had done and then met as groups to plan our own.
So Julia, what has your group, your mighty group here, accomplished so far?
So far, we've done a roadside cleanup in Kemble, started research for a sidewalk extension near our school, and we've gone to a Georgian Bluffs Council meeting and successfully gotten composters so we could start a school-wide composting program.
How's that been going at your school?
Pretty good. There's one in each class. We go around every day at second break and collect.
Does it smell?
Yes.
Well, but it's all for a good cause, right? Okay, so Bryson, can you tell us a little bit about climate change itself? Like, what is climate change?
Well, that's a big topic. Basically, climate change is when the global temperature changes because of greenhouse gases, making the temperature go up. If it goes up more than 1.5 degrees, we will be in big trouble. Glaciers and ice caps will be gone, sea levels will rise a lot, and permafrost will be gone in the Arctic. That's just a bit about climate change.
All right. Thank you, Bryson. Very informative. Now, Clara, why is it important to care about climate change? Why should we care about it?
It's very important to care about climate change because the Earth is rapidly heating up. One way we can see this is the very mild winter this year.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who enjoy the warm weather, I do too, but we don't want the Earth to become a desert everywhere. And for those of us who enjoy animals, at the rate the Earth is heating up, animals all around the world are unable to adapt to the rising climate quick enough, which is decreasing their chance of survival. Someday, there may not be any more animals left on the Earth if we don't do something soon. We got the Earth into this mess, so it's up to us to get it out.
Wow, very good point. Thanks, Clara. So what kind of things would you like to see the community do to help reduce greenhouse gases and to help slow down or stop climate change, Max?
One way you can help to stop climate change is to use reusable materials. You can use wood and metal utensils instead of plastic ones because they can be used more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You can compost your food instead of throwing it out, and you can use the dirt from the compost to make a garden.
Mmm, these are good tips. That's good. All right. So, Maddie, what are the next steps or the future projects for your group?
Some next steps and future projects that we have are Lights Off Friday, Litterless Lunches, and a schoolyard cleanup. Some projects families can do at home are maybe plant a tree or get a bird feeder or even have a Lights Off Day because it's really good for the environment. At school, we present at assemblies to help educate students and staff on environmental issues.
Amazing. And so you said Lights Off Fridays?
Lights Off Fridays.
And so that's what it sounds like. There's just no lights on in the school?
No lights on in the school.
Does anybody, bump into anybody by accident?
Well, we do have windows still, so probably not.
I'm just kidding. All right, so Sutton, what would be your final message?
We want people to care and realize each individual can make a difference, and we are only 10, 11, and 12, and we are making a difference, and so can you.
Amazing. Well, you guys are impressive. I got to say, I'm pretty intimidated by your initiative and your drive, and thank you very much for coming in this morning. Very
thank
much appreciate.
Thank you
for
having us.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
This has been great. I've been looking forward to this. We've been trying to orchestrate this for a couple of weeks now, and
yeah,
so it's been great to be able to make it happen. So you can learn more about the Keppel Sarawak Eco Team if you're interested. Have a good day at school, guys.